This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go back on something that I talked about not too long ago, and some of you may have not heard this yet, but I want to cover it for the very purpose of kicking out the content that I want you to receive here. We don't do things like that anymore. There's a problem with that. This will coincide in the up-and-coming moments, okay? Charles Finney said, "The church must take right ground in regard to politics." Politics is the study of what? Government. Who established the institution of government? God did. Okay, they're the two sciences that run together. You can't separate them. Politics are a part of religion. Christianity in such a country is this. And Christians must do their duty to their country as part of their duty to God. God will either bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Interesting. Huh. George Barna from the Barna Research Group found that after surveying the said pastors from across the country, why the pastors are leading up the flocks in the pulpits, it's not scriptural. 1 Corinthians 12:28 tells us, first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Not the other way around. Pastor's only named one time in the New Testament. Does the pastor have his place? Yes, but not there. What George Barna said after surveying pastors from across the country as to why they were not preaching against the sins of the nation, he said, what we are finding is that when we ask them, the said pastors, about all the key issues of the day, 90% of them are telling us, yes, the Bible speaks to every one of these issues. Then we ask them, well, are you teaching your people what the Bible says about those issues? You ready for this? And the numbers drop to less than 10% of the pastors who say that they will speak to it. Did you hear what I said? George Barna, during a research survey, found that the pastors said, 90% of them, that yes, the Bible speaks to the issues that America is dealing with. And then he said, are you willing to go ahead and talk about these issues to your congregants? Less than 10% of the pastors agreed to speak about it. Well, then, who put them there? I'll tell you who put them there. Their wills. Hey, folks, you want to talk about free will? You ain't got a free will. You got a free will to do right and wrong, I can tell you that. But it's the Lord's will to save you or to not save you, okay? But I can also tell you that all those that come unto the Father, he said, unto the uttermost, he said, he will no wise refuse. And it's not the Lord's pleasure that any perish. He said that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Okay, cool. Got it. Totally understand. But I want to make clear that these people are there as hirelings. And hirelings are there, and they are defined as those that do it for the money. If they're there because of the Spirit of God and he is the one that led them to do the things that they're doing, they would be doing the things that they're doing according to the Spirit that they're born of. Okay, make distinction. Go to John 3:6. There's the children of the flesh and the children of the Spirit. These are not the children of God. When researchers ask those said pastors what else they are willing to do to get their people active in the political process. Everyone lives politics, right? Barna said it is almost nothing. When the said pastors are asked by Barna, in order to get their people active in the political process, he said there is almost nothing. Why is America in trouble? So the thing that struck me, said Barna, has been that when they talk much about the separation of church and state, which is nowhere to be found within any of the American founding documents, it is the churches that have separated themselves from the activities of the state, and that's to the detriment of the state and its people, said the researcher. Of course. Of course. So why the disconnect? According to Barna, the answer is simple. He suggests asking pastors how someone would know if their church is successful, which he did. So what are these pastors saying? This is what makes us successful. It's not seeking and saving that which is lost, which is the heart of Jesus, Matthew 4:19. Nope. Barna said there are five factors that the vast majority of pastors turn to when asked that question. He explained that he found that the number one reason to a church's success, according to pastors in America today, was that they cared more about attendance. The number two reason was their offerings. The rest of their top priorities were the number of programs that they had in place, staff, and believe it or not, the square footage of what they call their churches. Not making it up. He said, now all of those things are good measures except one tiny fact, said Barna. He said, Jesus didn't die for any of them. He goes on and says, what I am suggesting is those pastors won't probably get involved with politics because it's very controversial. Controversy keeps people from being in the seats, said Barna. Controversy keeps people from giving money and from attending programs. Well, I can tell you right now, controversy does not keep people in their seats. Anybody paying attention to all the traffic that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are getting right now? Notice how they keep promoting the fight to do what? To fill the seats, to buy the tickets, to fill the seats. Same thing's going on with Biden and Donald Trump, if you believe any of that nonsense. And if you do, shame on you. Controversy fills the seats, right? Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's exactly right. Isn't it interesting how many people showed up to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? Yeah. Everybody loves seeing somebody be crucified. And regardless of what it may be, one of them's going to be crucified, either Jake Paul or Mike Tyson, probably Jake Paul. And or if you look at the politicians, one's going to be crucified. People love to see it. If only were real, friends, speaking of the politicians. He goes on and says, what I'm suggesting is those pastors probably won't get involved with politics because it's too controversial. He said, as they look at things, their tendency is to say, well, that's not my part or my mission. I remember I was sitting in a restaurant with one of my friends and introducing him to a church overseer. And I remember talking about him, about how the church is called to be Protestants. Protestant has meaning, right? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And how the church is supposed to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. Psalm 78. It was interesting how red his face got. He got angry with me, boy. And he said this to me. He goes, that's not my call. I said, well, our end aim, regardless if we're an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and or a pastor, we're all to do the work of an evangelist. And what is that? Well, we're all supposed to preach Christ crucified, right? So what are you supposed to get out of it a little bit easier when we preach the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Or doesn't that apply to you? According to the pastors of the day, it doesn't apply to them. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So, you know, this just coincides perfectly about what we're talking about right now, is we have a bunch of hirelings in the pulpit. We're doing a Barna research survey, and it's interesting to note that the 90% of the said pastors in America know that the Bible speaks to the issues. They speak to all the issues, by the way, regardless if the other 10% want to agree to it or not. The Bible speaks to every issue in our lives. The Creator didn't leave anything undone. And everything that he gives us, folks, it's always for our good if we take adherence to his word, okay? And we yield to his Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32. But again, this is happening because the hirelings are in the pulpit. Hireling, defined out in Webster's 1828, are those that do it for money. They're not born of the Spirit, because if they were born of the Spirit, they'd be doing the things of the Spirit. It shows you that they're born of the Spirit of the flesh, right? John 3:6. And the fact of the matter is, again, as I said during the first hour, make distinction. Make distinction. How many times, I literally, a thousand churches I've done. I preached at over 1,000 churches. I can tell you right now how many have been upright and born of the Spirit. Very far in between were saved. That actually had an anointing, Isaiah 10:27, where the Spirit of God bore witness to what they were talking about or what they were preaching. Right? 1 Corinthians 2:5. Why? Because Jesus isn't going to bear witness. The Holy Ghost isn't going to bear witness to those that are not yielded over to him, those that are not his. To he with the hath the Son hath life, to he who hath not the Son hath not life. And you wonder why they're dead in their sins. Read 1 Corinthians 15:33. And if they're still in their sins, there is no witness. And they don't even have enough knowledge in their head to know what they're supposed to stand against. That's what the problem is in America. You have a bunch of hippies in the pulpits today that have no business being there. Same thing with politics. Find the people that don't want to be there, that are born of the Spirit and led to be there. Like Mariah Woodworth Edder said at the turn of the century, those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil. That's who these people are. That's who these 90% are that do nothing in the face of what's going on in this country. They're of the devil, period. They're of the flesh. Those that don't want to be in the pulpit, those are the ones that are called of God. Read John 21. Jesus said to Peter, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit-led life right there. Okay? Because then and only then, when we're born of the Spirit of God, we are dependent upon the Son of God. Absolutely. Okay? And it shows you how illiterate they are. It really does. But going forward, I just noticed this during the break. It says, if money is the root of all evil, it's not if money is the root of all evil, what do they ask for at church? What a stupid, what a ignorant, what an absolute illiterate question. First of all, it's not if money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Why do they ask for it at church? Well, when you go to work, why do you ask for money from your boss? In spiritual matters, so does the preacher. And I'm not talking about those prosperity guys out there that are saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. No, I'm not talking about those guys. Yes, those that preach gain is godliness, the Bible says, from such withdraw yourself. Absolutely. But to suggest that you don't support your local church and those that are actually in the culture war, you've got to be out of your mind. Show me that in Scripture. Nope, just the opposite. Just the exact opposite. Seed to the sower, folks. Seed to the sower. Period. It's called tithing. I'm absolutely embarrassed for some people. I honestly am. And that's another one of those things, taking Scripture out of context and saying, what is it in Scripture? So the conclusion goes with Barna's research that when you look at, said he, when they get into Bible school, or into seminary, they are not taught to get people engaged in these particular issues. Can I tell you this? In question, what school did Paul go to? What school did the disciples go through? What school, as a matter of fact, if you want to see the school that some were raised up into, why don't you look at the way Moses was raised up under the ways of the Egyptians? And isn't it interesting that when he brought him out to the desert, the Lord killed Moses and he brought forth his spirit and filled Moses? Isn't that crazy? Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him, right? What are the sacrifices of God? A broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. I'm thinking of Isaiah 66, verse 2, 34, 18 of that of Psalms, and also Psalm 51, verse 17. It's not about you. It's about him. So what school did they go to? I'll tell you what school they went to. They went to the same school that I went to. It's called the School of Hard Knocks. It's called being raised up by the Holy Ghost as we grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because his children are dependent upon him. That's why they feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. I remember sitting at a table, I'm guessing 12 years ago. And I'm still sitting there right now. I was sitting on this long table. There's three people in the room. There's one guy across the table, and there's another guy that was the head of the evangelical church, the seminary at Bethel College in Minnesota. And he unsolicitedly told me, I didn't ask him a thing about it, but he went on and he told me, it's interesting, he goes, because of all of the Bible colleges that we have, my college is the only one, my class is the only one that I know of where we actually teach them to evangelize. Folks, if you go into a Christian college today, in many cases, they're as lost as those that are in the world. As a matter of fact, they're even promoting many of the same agendas that worldly colleges are promoting because they've allowed these abominables to come in within the camp. And the Lord told us to keep them out of the camp. And the church has every right in the world to keep them out of the camp. Okay? But he said, Barna did, Bible school or seminary, they didn't learn it there. No, experience teaches you that. He said they are taught just to exeget. That means exposition, to expound the scriptures or an explanation or an interpretation. of scriptures. Well, you know, isn't that funny? Because when you look at Galatians 1, isn't that funny how Paul said he didn't receive it of man, but he received it by the revelation of Jesus Christ? Isn't that what he said? Yeah, that's the first thing he said. Paul, an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And when you look at chapter 2, what do you find in chapter 2? He said that he didn't go up to those that went before him. He went up by revelation. Man could not give him revelation. Only the Holy Ghost could give him revelation. So when you're born of the Spirit, you don't seek out the arm of the flesh. I remember a youth pastor one time, this just comes to my aid. This guy did nothing, but he had a call. He really did. And there was an anointing on his ministry. There's no question about it. But I remember one time we went out and we met with a guy named George Stormont. He was a friend with Smith Wigglesworth. He was 90. I bet he was in the late 80s, early 90s. Super sweetheart of a man. Read his book. And I went out and spent some time with him. And I remember this youth pastor that came with me who did a lot of talking and a whole lot of nothing. When it came time to do something outside of the building, he felt safe inside, but he didn't want to take it on the outside. He didn't want to bear the reproach of Christ without the camp. Well, that's what Scripture tells us to do, is to go out and seek and save that which is lost, right? You got to go outside of the building. Well, this guy, he goes up in with me. We went up to Duluth, Minnesota, where George Stormont lived. And I remember we were talking, and all of a sudden, this youth pastor, he says to George Stormont, "What am I supposed to do?" Oh my goodness. I never seen an old man, an older man, with all due respect, I say that, an older man respond in such a harsh fashion so fast. He said, "Don't you ever ask man what you're supposed to do. You ask the Lord what you're supposed to do." See, he was old school. He understood the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. He wasn't going along with the new thing, friends. Not at all. And so it is with us, because that's what Scripture teaches us. So when we're looking at Barna's research here, it should come as no surprise to anybody why they're bewildered, why they're lost, why they're capitulators, why they're afraid of man, which brings a snare. It's because they're not born of the Spirit. Barna said that they are taught something about the history of where Scriptures came from, but they're not prepared. Yes, right. Who prepares them? The Spirit of God does. And that's foreign to them. Let me say this, and I'm just going with the Holy Ghost right now, folks. How many times I've seen, and I'll bring this up on the other side, how many times I've been in a position where the Holy Ghost comes into a room and begins to convict of righteousness and judgment, right? Sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8. How many times they got up and walked out because of the conviction? See, they're foreign to the Holy Ghost. They don't understand that the Holy Ghost doesn't comfort a man in sin. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In the past 2 weeks, hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested for protesting the Gaza war. Anti-Israel demonstrations have emerged nationwide since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. According to the New York Times, protesting students have been setting up tents at campuses across the country, resulting in over 400 protesters being arrested for refusing to disperse. President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. Biden made this statement on Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern. Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has stated on social media that he is ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It always does. I know I got friends on live chat right now saying this. It always goes fast. It really does because I got a lot of information. I hope everybody feels why it goes fast because it's like a driver, right? And lead means to be driven, Romans 8:14. And I'm telling you what, this guy over here that's always in a whirlwind, I am one driven individual, to say the least. That's my wife. Ask everybody around me. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, something. Got to be doing something. We got to be bearing fruit, man. We only get one opportunity at this, right? We got to make the most of it. Ask the Lord for more, not less. If you look at those that entered into the joy of the Lord, it was those that had more of the call of God, not the less. And those that didn't want to take on the call, you would take from them and give to those that had more, right? Take from them and give it over to them. Luke 19, Luke 14. Read it when you get a moment. So anyways, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. I want to give you an answer back. Well, Bradley, everybody knows what the problem is. I'm glad you know what the problem is. It's not my objective to leave the problem with you. But this ministry has legs. You know, prayer has feet. I remember... what's his name? Because America, you are enslaved, regardless if you want to believe it or not. Just like the Pharisees of the day that said, we'd be enslaved to no man. And I'm talking about the Pharisees when they were talking to Jesus. Folks, they were enslaved to the Romans. Absolutely they were. So are Americans today. They think they're free. No, you're free to do what they tell you what to do and what not to do, right? Don't live your life that way. Find your spiritual liberty in Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:17. But I'm just thinking of, speaking of liberty right now and how prayer has feet, put your feet to your prayers. I'm thinking of Frederick Douglass, who used to be a slave. And he said he prayed for 30 years to be free. And he said, nothing ever happened. He said, until I put my feet to my prayers, did I become a free man. That's faith, man. Faith worketh by... hang on. I've just got the thought. I'm going to go over there right now, and I want to read it for you. This is live radio. Remember when Paul said, I'll show you my faith by my works? Yep, that's exactly right. I know that's foreign to some people. Do you know that in the Church of America today, do you know that in some cases, they will have conferences, weekend conferences, if we're to actually do in having the faith? I'm not making it up. It's embarrassing, isn't it? If you go to 2:14 of James, what does he say? What does it profit, my brethren, though a man hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? He said, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart, be in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yeah, a man say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Exactly. And you don't do the works to get saved. You do the works because you're saved. Okay? That's the proper understanding. Okay, so let's go to the conclusion, going back to what we're highlighting here. We don't do things like that. We're moving right into it. According to George Barna's findings, this should safely conclude as to why we can say that some in the American church have become the greatest advocates to what the Lord condemns. I mean, if you look at the sodomite agenda, put that up against Leviticus 18:22, the Lord condemns it. The abortion agenda, put Proverbs 6:17 up to that. Look at the illegal immigration. Everybody can see that. Now we've been talking about this for 20 years. Nobody wanted to listen to that. Now we're here. Scripture condemns all of that. And if you want to know why it's happening and why we're seeing so much corruption within the halls of government, look to the church. I mean, Scripture and the church is to condemned with the, they're to condemn what they're rolling over in the face of. Okay? Isn't it interesting that Jeremiah 23:22 and how it speaks to this? I love this. But if they had stood in my counsel, said the Lord, and had caused my people to hear my words, says the Lord, then they should have turned them from their evil way. Not to give way to their evil way, but to turn them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. So it's scripturally clear that these self-appointed hirelings have not been sent by the Lord. And are not sanctified for his purposes. Read Isaiah 52:11. If one is born led by the Spirit of God, they in turn do that which the Spirit leads them to do. Again, the church is to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. This is counterfeit Christianity. Here, let me take it another step. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, said Jesus, and do not those things which I say? I was telling you right before the end of the last segment there how interesting it is that when the Holy Ghost comes into the room, the Holy Ghost comes to do what? To convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He never comforts a man in sin. And by the way, if you look at comfort in Old English, guess what that word means? To be pushed along in war. Maybe that's why Paul said that we're to endure as good soldiers. Maybe that's why there is, speaking of the armor of God in Ephesians 6:12, right? Check this book out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I remember years ago when we went and hung out with Dr. Kennedy. I want you to listen to what he said. Dr. Kennedy had said, I'm going to give this to you. I'm just trying to think about how I'm going to say it before I say it. But it's important that I say it. He said that out of all the years of his ministry, he has empirical evidence that those that sit in the pulpits are not Christians. That's what he said. You know, it's like not common knowledge to know that stuff, but I spent a little time with him before he passed. just so you know. And how could it be otherwise when you look at Psalm 94:16, where it says, the Lord asking the question, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? I also want to say this because I just brought up the armor. I want you to contemplate this for a moment. Notice the armor of God is for the front of the body, not the back. Ephesians 6:10-18, where you will find the armor of God is for the front of the body. We are to be on the offense, not in the back, in retreat or capitulating. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the one that stood in the gap for the people of Germany in the face of Adolf Hitler and his criminal totalitarian system of government called the Third Reich, he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. I want you to listen to this. I love this. This is all in my new book, too, by the way, Children of the Apostate. R.C. Sproul, he just passed not too long ago. He identified the problem in our times. Okay? He said, if you want to encourage evil, then ignore it. Just ignore it. He said to keep quiet about it concerning the evils, promote it. Your silence is promoting it. But the Apostle Paul calls us to not only be intolerant of evil within our midst, but he also called believers to expose it and to deal with it. How is it that we have advocates inside of the walls of the Church of America today that are advocating for what God clearly condemns? I mean, here's another thing, and this moves into the title of the show today. How is it that Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever? Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. How is it that things are changing according to God's word into the direction of the spirit of the world rather than the word dictating how culture is to be? I remember when I first went into the church as a baby Christian, I would read something different at home while studying the Bible. And then when I'd go to church, I was hearing something from the pulpit that was it was conflicting with what I was reading in the Word of God. See, so soon I found myself out of sincerity noticing the omissions, the conjectures, the contrasts, and the contradictions to the scriptures that were being preached from the pulpit. And you can, just for the record, you can also have preachers preaching from the pulpit that have an anointing of God in their lives, yet they're completely upside down. You got to be careful of that too. That's why it's important that you know the doctrine, John 7:17. Now, one of the scriptural topics, I had asked a question to one of the church overseers. I can see myself there right now. And when the answer came back to me concerning the question that I asked him, it was not at all the one that I wanted to hear, but it was one that I needed to hear. As a matter of fact, it pressed upon me to dig much deeper for the answers than I already was. Read Matthew 11:12, the violent take it by force. After all, if again, I wanted the Lord, friends, listen, if I wanted the Lord, I needed to meet him on his terms, not on mine. The church overseer said this in response to my question. If you want to know why, America, you're in trouble today, I'm going to give you the answer. It's only found in the Word of God to reverse the curse in Christ. You know, when I asked this church overseer on a particular topic, why things are the way that they are today in contrast to the Word of God, you know what he said to me? He said, we don't do things like that anymore. Every single time you see something, let me say in your discernment, you feel or you see something completely in error, you're going to find that they're doing it a different way than the way that Scripture commands that they do it. He said, we don't do things like that anymore. Hey, folks, there it is. The problem at its very core. Universally within the modern church in America, he said, we don't do things like that anymore. If you have no power in your church, you can rest assured this is exactly why. They forsook the word and they've taken on man's word. That's how you start cults, by the way. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-58...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking about me being a baby Christian, going into the church and asking why things are different than the way that we're told that they are, or why they're doing something different in contrast to the Word of God. Well, what's interesting to note, friends, is I was told we don't do things like that anymore. Okay, really? Well, you know, it's interesting. While we don't do things like that anymore, does that not give way to people creating something different as to what it tells us in the Word when we act in contrast to the Word? Yeah. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say, follow man. And that's why people get in trouble. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 7:17. When the church begins to obey the doctrines of Christ and holding them and holding to them and in refusing the spirit of the world and the spirit of Antichrist and their ideologies and philosophies, then and only then will the church have a convincing testimony. Listen to what D.L. Moody, famous Chicago preacher, said. He said, the church will have a convincing testimony and will become a power in the world when it is separated from the world, but as long as it is hand in glove with the world, it cannot have power. Furthermore, we are directed to go back to the old past. I don't know why people don't understand this. Nor are we to give or to meddle with them that are given to change. Folks, we got to do this the Lord's way if we want to see the Lord. That's pretty self-explanatory, right? Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. I want you to see what this comes to if we don't take heed to his word. There's only one way to heaven, right? Not two. But what happens is when you don't hold to the word of God and people think that it's Christianity and it's not, it's going to be powerless, number one. But it also opens the door to other religions. And you'll hear those in the professed church today, they'll say, I have respect for every religion. Well, my God is the God of gods and he is the Lord of lords, period. Just so you know, okay? But when you hear, I respect every religion, that basically says, I respect the devil as much as I respect God. It says that I respect vice as much as virtue. I respect falsehood as much as truth. I respect dishonesty as much as honesty. Hell as much as heaven. Folks, no, I'm going to say this in response. Not Allah, not Krishna, not Buddha, not Dalai Lama, not Confucius, only Jesus. Only. There's only one way. I don't care what Oprah says. I don't care what Jeff Olstein says. I don't care what all of these people that have been put up for the very purpose of confusing the people and keeping them down, 1 Kings 13:33 have to say. I don't care. If you want to know why you're confused, if you want to know why you're in trouble today, is because there's too many people inside of the walls of the church that are preaching heretically. They're preaching from their own wretched hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know them? Only the Lord can. Any man that trusts in his own heart, the Bible is clear when he says he's an absolute fool. Oh my goodness. Remember Paul said, I know nothing but by myself. Well, you know, I can hear this too. Gosh, this is hard. This is really harsh what you're saying, Bradley. Well, some might say that. I mean, what you're telling me right now is pretty severe. It's pretty harsh. It's pretty rigid. Why are you so stern? Well, in response, I say this because that's exactly what the wicked servant said in Luke 19:21 to his Lord when he failed to obey him. It always comes back to this. What's harsh here is what the children of the apostates, the wicked within the church, those that know to do right and do it not, have been accomplices to and what it is that they are guilty of in overlooking concerning the keeping of the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments of the Lord. Ezekiel 18:21. When you look up the word wicked, it tells us evil in principle or practice, deviating from the divine. I'm not making this up. It's always in there. Noah Webster's 1828. Wicked is defined as evil in principle or practice, deviating from the divine law, addicted to vice, sinful, or immoral. You can also align that with reprobate. That means abandoned to self, abandoned to their sin. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. For those that are saying that this is harsh, this is rigid, or the Lord's too stern, or he's austere, as it tells us in scriptures, it's only harsh to those who love their sins and to those who are ignorant of the heart and character of the Lord. Read Jeremiah 9:24. Because love does not withhold the truth, it tells us. It does not withhold the truth, it tells it. And when it comes to genuine spirit-filled Christians, they naturally love the way that they are led to love. Furthermore, our love comes from the Holy Ghost who's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And that's why we are willing to lose our lives for the Lord's sake, to say and to do what others are not. Yet only the Lord's children truly understand this, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, 2 Corinthians 10:6. In fact, to withhold the truth from a dying world is harsh. It is, in fact, hateful to a world that is dying to know what real love is. Remember, hate withholds, scorns, mocks, assails, persecutes, and even attempts to murder the truth that makes men free. Isn't that what they did to Jesus? Yep. And so are those guilty of those that hold on to their sin in refusing the mercy of the Lord. Love does just the opposite of hate. It does just the opposite. It tells the truth. I love this scripture. When you look at Leviticus 19:17, what does it say? It says, thou shalt not hate your brother in your heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor. and suffer not sin to be upon them. Doesn't the Bible also tell in the New Testament, just like this one does in the Old Testament? You know, the new is the fulfilling of the old in 1 Timothy. Isn't it interesting how it says, those that sin rebuke before all? Now you're taught to just go ahead and gossip to your husband or to your wife or to your kids about how bad they are, about how much of a hypocrite they are. Well, in fact, if you put a mirror on yourself, you're just as much the problem as that person is if you don't go over there and love them enough to tell them what the problem is by reproving, correcting, and instructing them, 2 Timothy 3:16. Boy, that's amazing how that works. Honestly, it is. Some will say, well, this is beating the sheep. No. The church overseer ought to have two voices, one for gathering the sheep, another for warding off and driving away the wolves and the thieves. And interestingly enough, John Calvin says that the scripture supplies him with the means of doing both. How often have you seen that? I had a conversation with a guy one time who was a minister. At least that's what he said. And what was interesting is he said to me one time, he goes, Bradley, he goes, why are you so austere? Why are you so harsh? Why are you so rigid? Why are you so stern? Because the end of sin is death. If they want to partake with life, then we got to preach repent for your sin so they can be a part of life. Just like Jesus did. He's the one that said repent and believe is his message. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is his message, right? Matthew 3:2, I believe it's Mark 1:16, also Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized for every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, right? And then it tells us in Acts 20, verse 21, the same message. I said to him, after he said to me, he goes, why are you beating the sheep? I said, beating the sheep? I said, what Bible are you reading? He was making reference to my preaching because it's black and white. There is no gray. Remember Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I don't want any part of that spewing out of his mouth. Furthermore, doesn't the Bible tell us, is not my word like a fire? Saith the Lord like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces in Jeremiah 9:24. Yeah, that's what it says. I'm sorry, 23:29. Forgive me. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Matthew 7:29 that for he taught them as having one that had authority and not as the scribes? Yep. And so I went on about Elijah. I went on about what Jesus said in Revelation 3. And then what I said back to this guy that was insinuating that I was beating the sheep. No, I wasn't. I wasn't beating the sheep. I was just separating them from the goats. Matthew 25. Remember, Jesus said, I bring a sword. Matthew 10:34. What does he do that for? To divide from those that are his, from those that are not his. I said, you're right, you don't have to beat the sheep. I said, that is if they're his sheep. Because if they're his sheep, they're going to keep coming back. If they're not, they're going to go about and do the things that they do because that's where their hearts are at. The popular mind and the popular image of Christ is as a gentle, meek, and mild, simply will not do, said John Stott. He said it is a false image. Certainly, he was full of love, compassion, and tenderness, but he was also uninhibited when it came to the exposing of error and denouncing sin, especially hypocrisy. He said Christ was a controversialist. Absolutely, he was. Avoid controversy, and you avoid the gospel. Preach the gospel, controversy's coming to you. Love you by what we...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.